The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
My dear friends, it is I, Judas, and I want to start by saying the connection. The divine connection in this beautiful circle is transforming lives. The magnetism of love attracting so many in the spirit world. So I thank you all for staying the course. And I wish to speak on the subject of spirit influence. You were reading earlier what Luke had said about discerning with the heart, with the soul, rather than the mind. And of course, John had written, try the spirits and know that they are in the love. This is not only relatable to mediums, or shall I say, those who you consider mediums, because all are mediums, and there are many spirits vying for your attention throughout your day and into the evening. Those of you who stay focused in your soul, in your prayer, create a shield from negative spirit influence. And as you grow in the love, your shield becomes ever more protective. And the lower spirits, knowing that they cannot penetrate, go elsewhere. Often, for those on the spiritual path, this is a daily challenge, though one may not be aware that it is spirit influence. That causes one to make decisions of one kind or another. Did you know that those beautiful souls that you designate as being on the spectrum or bipolar, or even those with split personalities, they are very sensitive to spirit influence. In fact, if you have spent time with one of these dear souls, you have realized in one way or another, they are a barometer of what kind of spirits are around. Now, of course, they don't always have the privilege of a filter between the lower spirits and the angels. But you, who watch over them, can always guide them not only to a place of harmony, but a place of prayer by your own practice. For they can discern the harmony or lack of in your soul. And there is much to be learned from these beautiful souls whose transmitters and receivers are so finely attuned and yet so vulnerable. In this way, you can help each other. For if you had a barometer and realized the weather was changing, you can always make adjustments in the physical world. On the spiritual journey, it becomes necessary to pay attention, to be sensitive to the atmosphere, if you wish to call it that. To be aware that one can always call on God, the angels, for protection, for love. To have a moral compass in the world that is alive is a wonderful thing. For so many have abandoned it. And one does not even need to be in divine love, because every soul has a moral compass built in. It is only when the allurements of the world begin to tug one away. Perhaps a desire for power, for wealth, for physical pleasure. This moral compass, in a sense, it gets turned off. And one is so affected by material things and lower spirits that they refuse to feel which direction they are heading. Until at some point during a life on earth, or quite often in spirit, they awaken. And this can be somewhere on the level of horrific, but disturbing at the very least. The love of God embraces all. One's moral compass is awakened, but the perceptions of the soul embracing the natural love helps one to love all. Be mindful of the spirit influence in the world on those who have not awakened to this great love, whose souls are still sleeping, who may be very lost in the material world. And yet all are children of God. May the love in your souls awaken them. May the light that surrounds you shine upon them. And may your heart full of mercy and compassion embrace them. I think I have gone on long enough, and I thank my brother for bearing with me this evening, and for all of you. Beautiful souls, so blessed to have found each other in the love of God. I am your brother in Christ and your friend in eternity. I am Judas. Go in peace.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.